along the forest road. There's hundreds of cars, luxury cars, each has got its load of convertible bars, cutlery cars, superstars. But today is the day when they sort it out, 'cause they disagree on a gangland boundary. 'Cause they disagree on a gangland boundary. There's Willie Wright and his boys, one hell of a noise. That's Billy's boys with fully fashioned bags. That's Little John's thugs, the barking slugs, super snugs. For today is the day when they sort it out, yes, these Christian soldiers fight to protect the poor. East End heroes got to score in the battle of Epping Forest. Yes, it's the battle of Epping Forest right outside your door. You ain't seen nothing like it. No, you ain't seen nothing like it, not since the Civil War.
Coming over the hill, the boys of Bill and Johnny's lad stand very still. The thumpers shout, they all start to clout. There's no guns in this gentleman's bout. And Georgie moves in on the outside left with a train flying round his head. And Harold Demure from our literature nips up the nearest tree. You can't be careful. The battle roar, accountants keep a score, 10-4. They've never been alone after getting a radio phone. The bluebells are ringing for sweet meal, Sam, real ham, handing out bread and jam just like any picnic. On William Wright, he made his pile on Derby night when Billy was a kid. Walking the streets, the other kids hid, so they did. And now, after working hard in security trade, he's got it made. The shops that need aid are those that haven't paid. I'll do my double show quick. Sid McLebrick, fresh out the nick, so cheap all he day. The minute they leave and the visit I pay, does it pay? And his friend, Liquid Land by name, of wine, women, and Wandsworth veins. And I'll break in the legs over the bastard that got me framed. I'll break in the legs over the bastard that got me framed.
Called me the Reverend when I entered the church on stand. My employers have changed, but the name has remained.
All began when I went on a tour hoping to find some furniture. Followed a sign saying beautiful chest, led to a lady who showed me her best. She was taken by surprise when I quickly closed my eyes. So she rang the bell and quick as hell, Bob the Knob came out on his job to see what the trouble was.
Louise. Is the Reverend hard to please?
You're telling me!
Perhaps so, if it's not too late, we could interest you in our old-fashioned Staffordshire plate. Oh, no, not me. I'm a man of repute. But the devil caught hold of my soul, and a voice called out, "Shoot!" To save my steeple, I visited people, for this I'd gone when I met little John. His name came, I understood, when the judge said, "You are a Robbing Hood." He told me of his strange foundation, conceived on sight of the Woodstock Nation. He'd had to hide his reputation. When poor, 'twas salvation from door to door. But now, with a pin-up guru every week, it was love, peace and truth incorporated for all who seek. He employed me as a car number mechanic with overall charms. His hands were then fit to receive arms. That's why we're in the battle of the Epping Forest. Yes, it's the battle of the Epping Forest, right outside your door. We guard your souls for peanuts, and we guard your shops and houses for just a little more. Just a little more. In with the left hook is the Bethnal Green Butcher, but he's counted on the right by mixed chain gang fight. And Liquid Len, with his smashed bottle men, he's lobbing Bob the knob across the gorba. With his kisser in a mess, Bob seems under stress, but Jones the Jug hits Len right in the mug. And Harold Demure is still not quite sure, but they couldn't swim out of his sling.
Here come the cavalry.
Up, up above the crowd, inside their silver cloud,
done proud. The bold and brazen brass, seen darkly through the glass.
The butler's got jam on his rails, Roy Dose. Out of the lot with tea from a silver pot, just like any picnic.
So the black cap barons toss a coin to settle the